I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. The NBA moves to strip Donald Sterling of his team, and how Miss Teen USA was stalked by a computer hacker who had a software window into her home. Let's get started. The National Basketball Association, late today, formally launching the effort to strip Donald Sterling of the team he's owned since 1981. The spark, racially loaded language caught on tape. Here with details, Rachel Nichols, host of CNN's Unguarded, and senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin. So, Rachel, the statement from the NBA, walk us through it, because they're not only laying out a timeline for action against Sterling, they also detail the charges against him.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the official charges against Donald Sterling. Really, this is what we've been waiting for since Adam Silver came out and gave that press conference saying he was going to pressure the NBA ownership to force Donald Sterling to give up his team. First, they had to officially notify him that they wanted to do that. That's what they announced that they did today. Now Sterling has 5 days from today to respond. He's going to do that legally. We expect him to possibly even go into the court system, try to file at least a temporary injunction. Even if he can't win, maybe he'll try to get some sort of small victory so he can claim that he did something against the NBA. But if he doesn't, if he does respond to those charges within the five-day period, then the NBA has 10 days after that to hold his hearing. Guess what, Anderson? They're not waiting that long. They've announced that they're going to hold the hearing on June 3rd, and that is when the Board of Governors would vote to strip him of his team. They also said in this announcement why they're going to do that. Of course, we all know the reasons. We've been following this story for weeks. But they cite basically the damage that he has done with his comments against minorities to the NBA as a league, the damage that he's done to the league's relationship with its fans, and certainly the damage that he's done to the league's reputation.
And Jeff, the NBA, in their comments, I mean, they cite not only the original statements, but something that he said to me in our interview, and I want to play that for our viewers.
That's one problem I have. Jews, when they get successful, they will help their people. And some of the African Americans, maybe I'll get in trouble again, they don't want to help anybody.
So maybe I'll get in trouble again.
So
I think he's right.
So what he said there is a violation of the NBA Constitution?
According to the document released today, the general thrust of the argument is that this was not just something that interfered with, that was bad politics. Mm-hmm. It interfered with the business of the NBA. If you look at the statement the NBA released, they emphasized the fact that, you know, sponsors are leaving, players are threatening not to play, that the financial interests of the NBA are hurt, and that's why they're asking. That's why they're making this move.
And Rachel, Donald Sterling also told me last week that he spoke with some of the owners, and he claimed that they supported him, though he wouldn't actually say he wouldn't actually give me the name of anybody who supported him. Is there any doubt that the owners will vote to remove him, you think?
You know, there was some chatter in private, some owners saying that they were a little bit concerned. Even publicly, Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, said he was a little bit worried about the, quote, slippery slope of a private tape recording being made public and owners put on trial for the private conversations they had. But honestly, Anderson, the conversations I've had around the league in the past week say that your interview basically cleared everyone's conscience. If there were any owners who were concerned about, gee, should we be kicking someone out for a private tape, now feel much more comfortable, because Donald Sterling went on television with you and made statements that were abhorrent to so many people, they feel as if they now are on much firmer ground to kick him out. The only really hang up here with some people is that Shelley Sterling and her lawyer, Donald's wife, had made clear that they intend to sue as well. And Shelley even went to as far as to directly threaten that she wants to get the other owners into depositions, asking them about their private lives and conversations, really as a way to compare, gee, is what we did so bad. That's a concept that a lot of other owners are not crazy about. But even so, none of them want to be the person who stood up with Donald Sterling. Adam Silver from the NBA has put so much public pressure on everyone. No one wants to be that guy, so I don't see any problem.
Jeff-